Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, are you okay? You look kind of deranged.
Yeah, I'm fine, Patrick. I guess I'm just thinking about something I promised myself years ago.
Wow, man, that's heavy. What was it?
Well, I told myself I would never pod when I got old. Okay, Patrick, I've been teasing the package. We find they're going to open this package, right? So
yes. In
addition to correspondence that we get here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
In addition to the emails, the calls, all that kind of stuff, every once in a while someone will send us an actual physical package of stuff.
Makes me so happy.
And where can they send that?
They can send that to our business address, Jim, which is 800 West Broad Street, Box 6577, Falls Church, Virginia, 22040. And I greatly appreciate it if you guys could send me something. Because I got to tell you, man, I got to mask up. You know, I got to get inside my protective bubble and go into the post office each time to check the box. But I do that regularly. So anything you guys could send along that's not a bill, invoice, or summons would be excellent.
Yep. So every once in a while, someone will send us a package, and we appreciate that.
I've been sitting on this bad boy for
this
about
particular
10 days
one,
now.
I know who it's from because this listener also sent us an email to go with the package.
And I'll tell you guys, this package is from our good friend Enrique Cruz, and he is in Puerto Rico, which is fantastic. So this package has traveled far and wide to get here. It came in about a couple weeks ago, but I've been really itching to open it. So let me get my slicing blade, and I will slice in. Very well packaged. Beautiful box.
I found the email. It says summer package, so I'm ready. So
there's a note,
and
it's on Facebook paper. It says, hey, guys. This kind of says it all, Jim. Happy belated Father's Day. I hope you like all the free stuff in this box. There should be an email from me explaining all this. Keep rocking, Enrique. Thank you, brother.
Okay. So the email says, hello, guys. I feel like I'm talking about an episode that hasn't aired yet. Well, yeah, that's one big box, he says. You probably want to know more about each item. So tell me when you have it opened and I'll start to
read it. I got it open, Jim.
Okay, he says, I'll start with the three copies of Camaro 86 by the band Reanimadors.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yep.
Yes, I've got three copies of Camaro 86.
Three copies, and he put in parentheses, lucky intern, meaning that one of the three copies
will,
you know, get passed on to one of our interns, probably.
The only one that survives, or I've got to go out and hunt.
Okay, he goes on to say about this album, it's their second full-length album released in 2019. I guess that for guys like you who have heard it all, they don't bring anything new to the table, but they sure sound good. My favorite tracks are Cheesecake and the Encyclopedia of How to Blow to Pieces. sadly, Reanimadors broke up sometime before the pandemic.
Oh, bummer.
Okay, so there's that. So you got those CDs?
Yep.
All right.
Three copies.
All right. Next up, he mentions a cassette. Do you have the cassette?
I do. It's right here. It looks like it's by AJ Davila.
There you go.
Del Futuro.
There you go. And he says he may not be the best singer out there, but as far as the music goes, he does come up with amazing hooks. Beautiful is ear candy. Try some. So there's that cassette.
And also it says here, Patrick, this cassette is for you. Don't give it to Jim. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
That's just a sticky note that was written on the front, as far as you know.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's something by Draco Rosa.
Draco Rosa.
Mad Love, it says.
I see a 30 years of punk in Puerto Rico. Oh, wait a minute. There's some records down here, Jim.
Oh, records. Okay.
Yep. There's some records right here. Look at this. Inside the package.
Oh, okay. So
maybe that's where it is.
That could be it. I'm going to read about Draco Rosa, Mad Love. Okay. This release by internationally known Draco is perhaps the most adult sounding of the bunch. Sometimes a stripped down, even lo-fi sound is good, but a lavish production can be welcome too. Layers and layers and all sorts
of sounds. Check it out, Jim.
All right.
Final.
Oh, cool. He said the string arrangements are handled by none other than Van Dyke Parks.
What?
Frank Furr of Guns N' Roses plays drums on some of the tracks.
Wow.
Rusty Anderson of Paul McCartney's band plays guitar and co-wrote some of the songs. To add to the name dropping, Bob Ludwig remastered the album for this release. How about My Eyes Adore You for Perfect Pop Songs?
Wow.
All right.
And you know what else is weird about this? Look at it, Jim. It's a beautiful record.
Yep.
On the back, there's another sticky note. Patrick, keep this record. It's a double set, limited edition vinyl. I know it'd be good for your collection, Jim.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't
All right.
appreciate art. Right. So thank you, Enrique. It's controversial, but I appreciate it.
All right. So there's that. And then, all right, let's get through this. And then he said, there's a book and CD called...
Oh, okay. The book goes to the CD.
Yeah, called Sewers, The History of Punk in Puerto Rico, 1980 to 2010. He said, when I heard of this book, I knew I had to show my support to whoever wrote it. And when I found out there was an English version, immediately thought of my Suburbs Pod guys. Please let me know what you think. I honestly do not know a lot about the subject, so...
Wow, that's amazing. Cool. Look at that, Jim. It's a book and a CD. That's like fantastic.
Now, that's very interesting. Okay,
this
I would love
really
to,
cool.
to learn yep. more about that. That sounds really cool.
All right, you're on your way over to my house right,
All right.
now.
Hang on, there should be t-shirts. He said, you will look amazing walking around D.C. in those Vigilantes t-shirts. You can find some lovely and disturbing videos by them on YouTube. The other two...
Yeah.
Okay, let me see that on the video here. Oh, yeah, Los Vigilantes.
Oh, nice that is.
I'm loving that. Okay. And then he said the other two are of Alegria Rampante.
Mm-hmm.
Are not too shabby either. And he said, enjoy.
Oh, Enrique. Really nice.
And then he says, P.S. Cheers to all the patrons and to the community in general. Stay safe. So there you go.
God bless you, Enrique.
Wow.
That is an amazing box, Jim. One of the best we've ever had, if not, you know, right up there in the top one. It's fantastic. We've had many, many great boxes, but this one is great. Really is. And we really appreciate that, Enrique. I got to say, Jim, before we started this podcast, I was just a dude with like four or five greasy t-shirts. And now I'm a guy with yeah. like the most badass t-shirt collection of all time.
It is. It's been great for our t-shirt collection.
Oh,
so
my
please keep that
God.
Up.
I know.
Especially now like, during work from home times. I'm wearing a t-shirt every day.
Oh,
right?
Hell yeah.
It's awesome.
I look awesome, man. I look like some hipster movie person dressed me for like a part in a podcast. That's how cool I look.
So. All right. Well, seriously, Enrique, we so appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you so much,
And if
man.
Anybody else wants yeah. to send us stuff, you mentioned the address. Please do that.
Yep.
All right.
That's right. And you can go to suburbspod.com and find the address there if you didn't catch it all. And also yep. sign up for our free newsletter where, yep. you know, you kind of get everything you need about this podcast. And it's not too annoying. It actually adds to the beauty of our specific mission.
Very good. Okay. Now, let's move on to some other correspondence that we have received. This
let's do.
Today is related to the episodes we did about The Who, where we did a uh-huh. countdown. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
We actually did
uh-huh.
it as a live show.
I was there.
Before the stay-at-home orders and everything. We were one of the last live performers in Northern Virginia.
Remember
it was really
when you
cool.
busted the heck out of that guitar
yes,
at the
I
end.
Did that.
It was fantastic.
So, we have, let's see, one... Two emails and a call here that Sweet. Are related to this.
Alrighty.
And I think you guys are going to like this. So let me start here with Mark okay. Donald.
Mark Donald.
Mark says, hi, Patrick and Jim. I just want to thank you both for your show. Recently, I enjoyed the Who Countdown shows. Since my early teens, I'm now 65, Mark says, I've been a Who fan with the perfect mix of pure pop and the sonic boom of their live shows.
Hmm.
I've been going to the shows since the mid-70s, to the latest one last year in Detroit with my son.
Wow.
Now, that's what he talks about with The Who, and then he talked about a couple other episodes, so I just want to mm-hmm. get into that here. As he wrote this, he said, this week I got a kick out of the Mike Snyder show, thinking all of you have a very similar situation as my wife and I do. So that was the show where Mike and his wife Julie were on talking about their relationship with music together, right?
Wasn't that great?
Yes. Mark said about himself and his wife, we've been married 40 years and she has been quite tolerant of all my record and CD purchases throughout the years. I remember in the old days sneaking in 10 records at a time under my coat, but I wasn't fooling her as the collection kept getting bigger and bigger. I liked your
That's
line
funny.
About not buying a boat or playing golf. I've used similar lines myself. And then he goes on to say, another great show was the one with Scott Parks. That guy has a real passion for music. I must admit, a very limited knowledge about Harry Nilsson, but after the show, I've been listening to several of his albums. That's what I like about your show. I'm able to learn and hear new music and revisit artists I've listened to in the past. A good example this was The Replacement Shows too. Thanks again and all the best from Mark. So there you go. That was kind of on a bunch of different topics. Started with The Who, went to some other episodes, but we appreciate that. He sounds like he's listening every day, right?
Totally. And that means a lot, Mark. Thank you, man, to take the time to write and to obviously have had the same reaction to Scott Parks that I did, that he has a real passion for music. You know, Jim, when you're a veteran of the music scene like yourself and I, it's awesome to meet somebody like Scott who has a real drive these days and keeps you fired up. Also, people like Mark who listen to our show and kind of connect with where we are. Thank you very much, Mark. It doesn't say here where Mark is from, but he wrote that in late March.
Yep.
So we really appreciate it.
Okay. So next up, we have another email here, Patrick.
Mm-hmm. This one is from Michael Favicchio. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Jim and Patrick, fantastic shows on The Who. Thank you very much. I enjoyed the fan commentary and trivia. All the talk of The Who taking inspiration from the trials and tribulations of youth made me think of their influence on other bands. Are you guys familiar with the song Teenage Wasteland by Wussy? The song is an ode to The Who and connecting them to miles away and in a different era. When your misery sounds so much like ours, so far away. Give it a listen. Thanks for introducing us all to new music. I've discovered a lot of cool stuff. Take care, Mike. Favicchio. And I appreciate that, Mike. And I don't know, Jim, I come across people when I'm walking down the street and they'll say, hey, are you that guy from that podcast that's stuck in the 80s? And I'll be like, you don't really pay attention to our podcast, do you? We did a couple shows on The Replacements and now famous and all that. But so anyway, thank you.
Yes.
I'm not familiar with the song at
all. No, I know the band Wussy, but I don't know that I've ever heard this song either. So let's give it a spin right now.
Fantastic, Jim. I felt like I was listening to part of the interlude from Tommy, too, where there was different instrumental sections, you know, woven together. I'm going to listen to that song many times in a row.
I like that sort of vibrato on the guitar or whatever, because it kind of sounds like that modulation from the synthesizers from Bob O'Reilly, right?
Yeah. I mean, during that period when Townsend was using, you know, the synthesizer in a revolutionary way during those Lifehouse/Who's Next sessions, he really was sort of writing for a second guitarist, but I don't think his ego would ever allow a second guitarist in The Who, so he was like inventing that second guitarist.
That was great. And
great letter. Thank
really appreciate
so
that.
Yeah.
Now, we do have a call here.
Excellent. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I think you're going to like this, so let me just play the call.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, intern Sam, and the rest of the crew. This is Dave from Kenosha. Snowy Kenosha at this moment. First off, thanks a lot for having me on with the Orville Peck comments from my favorite record from 2019. And also calling just to say that I'm very excited to hear the upcoming Who episode. Already voted for my top 10, but want to call with my top 10 Pete Townsend songs, which I think could probably also be another episode. So with further ado here, we'll start with track 11, a hidden bonus track in my top 10. Pete's cover of Save It for Later. Just kind of a fun song, as well as kind of unexpected, I think, from Pete. Number 10, Give Blood. Number 9, Brilliant Blues. Number 8, The Sea Refuses No River. 7, Face to Face. 6, Face Dances, Part 2. Number 5, Rough Boys. Number 4, Pure and Easy, which I guess also The Who did, but was officially on one of Pete's solo records, so I count that here. And then the final three, Slit Skirts coming in at number 3, and a two-way tie for first. One song which I think could fall under a perfect pop episode for you, Let My Love Open the Door, and also top spot here, another Empty Glass song, Jewels and Gems. That song still just gets me, especially the point where Jewels and Gems don't give a bleep about Keith Moon being dead. So that is it. Thank you very much, and keep rocking the suburbs, and thank you very much. Have a great night.
All right, there you go.
Thank you very much, Dave from Kenosha.
It's snowy, Kenosha.
From him.
Yeah, which I think...
Snow may have melted by now.
Yeah, it should indicate how old that call is, but who knows? In Wisconsin, maybe it's still snowing. Who knows?
Well, when you do something good and let us know about it, we're going to get to it, people. It's just going to take us a while sometimes. We had a lot of interviews to do. Come on.
All right. So what did you think of his top 10 Pete Townsend songs?
I'll tell you this. That was really cool. Love that idea. Dave gave us a top 10 with 11 songs and a tie for first. So,
so he's our kind of listener.
Exactly right. Yeah. So he's feeling it. What do you think about Jewels and Jim? That's a very high ranking for a song that's a great song on that record and probably underappreciated. Yeah,
it is. And I love that Empty Glass album.
Me too.
A lot. It's really great. And part of the reason why it is so great, of course, is because the deep cuts are really strong.
That's right. Yep.
I love the song A Little Is Enough also. And I also really like Gonna Get You. That's a good album closer as well.
It really is. I love the very unfortunately titled All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. Also a very unfortunate cover on that record. But the music is quite beautiful. Dave mentioned The Sea Refuses No River,
that's
I
right.
think, is a great, great song. There's some really good songs on that record.
Slit Skirts is on that album.
That's right.
As is Face Dances Part 2.
That's right. So it's... really a good record. You know, some of the themes that are addressed on the Who by Numbers are taken to a different level. But also, I think Townsend has said, or maybe I dreamt this, that there's kind of an Eno influence on that record, too. And there are a lot of textures, keyboards, and things like that, especially The Sea Refuses No River. That are great. I remember about being richer than a king. I also love that Dave mentioned the cover of Save It For Later. That's really cool. So that means, Jim, listen to this, that Pete Townsend covered a song by a guy who wrote In My Car.
That's right.
That's all I'm
Absolutely.
Saying. Yep.
And the famous story about that, too, is that he actually couldn't figure it out and had to call Dave Wakeling to right. ask him, how do you play this song? Is that? And it turned out it was because of some alternate tuning or something like that was why he couldn't figure it out. So when Dave explained it to him, he was like, oh, now I get it.
And oh, that's all it is? That's all.
And so then he played it, I think, quite a bit in his live sets.
You know? It does an amazing cover of it. Yeah. It really does. Yeah,
really cool. I don't know, man. It's tough, though. Any top 10 list has Rough Boys at number 5. Number 5, man. That's
Let's just put it this way. I would not rank those in the same way. And I don't mean that as any kind of slight to anybody in the whole world. I guess you love your favorites, but obviously you can tell, Dave, from Kenosha that Townsend is a passion point for me and Jim.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do it, Jim, just you and me. And
but what I like so much about Dave here is that we asked people to give us their top 10 Who songs in preparation for the countdown shows that we did. He took the initiative and just said, I'm going to go a step further, right?
Yeah. While I'm at it.
Yeah. Yeah. So here you go. So very good. Okay. Mike Wagner will probably have something to say about this, too.
He may.
I know he's really into this, the Pete Townsend solo catalog. So, all right. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for all of that. We so appreciate it.
Thank you much. And I will say this, Jim, just made me think of, you know, the Scoop collections, the Townsend Scoop collections. Yeah, those are great. If people don't know those, a lot of Who demos on there.
Yes.
And some alternate stuff, little noodles and stuff. Very good.
I don't know if he was the first to ever do that, but he was definitely one of the first to release demos as official albums. Yep.
And I was often surprised how close to the demos some of the Who songs came. You know, at times they really stuck to those demos.
Oh, yeah. That guy was a hard worker, man. I think he was just constantly in his home studio.
Yep, totally.
Putting stuff down. So, okay. Yeah. All right, let's get out of here. Tomorrow we have a little bit longer fan mail episode. We have several people commenting about new music. And that means you're going to hear a lot of cool music, but there's going to be a lot to discuss. So let's rest up. I got to get to bed early tonight. We got to rest up for that.
Drink some juice. You know, take some
tea. It's what Stephen Routledge would recommend.
Yeah. Right? A little milk and tea, get a good night's sleep.
That's right. Okay, so we'll do that. All right, thanks to everyone. Thanks for the package. Thanks for the correspondence, all of that stuff.
Enrique.
Keep it coming. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I look awesome, man. I look like some hipster movie person dressed me for like a part in a podcast. That's how cool I look.